State officials issued no charges to a hunter that killed an Alaskan black bear on national television. The incident was part of a Discovery Channel reality show episode that aired recently, inspiring a flood of complaints to Alaska state troopers and wildlife biologists. Tara Bicknell has more from Haines, where the television show was filmed last summer.
Greg Remsburg's 10-year-old son, Brandon, has just seen a grizzly bear.
He's right in our deal.
Calls and emails came in from all over the country after television viewers tuned into the Discovery Channel's Gold Rush Alaska series and watched as one of the reality show miners shot and killed a black bear outside of Haines.
It's the first bear that's come into camp in broad daylight. And it's just yards from where they're eating breakfast. Their safety is now under threat.
Ryan Scott, Fish and Game Area Management biologist for the region, said there was enough concern to begin an investigation on the legality of the shooting.
It started as questions about the harvest of a bear that was depicted on the TV show, the Gold Rush show. I mean, everything kind of ran the gamut from people who didn't agree with hunting or harvesting animals to they had questions about what they were seeing on the show and the process in taking the animal.
The issue that was brought to light with us was people thought the bear had been illegally shot.
Rick Merritt is the state wildlife trooper in Haines.
Possibly two reasons. One, because, some folks took it as a defense of life and property shooting. And then the other issue was with him being a non-resident from Oregon, did he have the correct license and tags.
They together determined that although the killing was not in defense of life or property, as the show portrayed, the hunter did possess the proper paperwork and license to make it a legal bear harvest.
You know, what it came down to is the individual had the correct non-resident hunting license as well as a tag for a black bear.
But one inconsistency led some viewers to make that first phone call. In a recent letter to lead miner Todd Hoffman, geologist Bill Cole of the Alaska Department of Natural Resources wrote that the bear that entered camp shortly before the shooting was a brown bear, and the bear that was shot was a black bear. Again, Trooper Merritt.
There were two separate bears. The first bear in that first clip was a brown bear. The second bear was definitely a black bear. And they were in two complete separate areas. So a lot of that, what people had observed from watching the TV show, I think they perceived and thought it was the same bear.
State land use permits usually stipulate that mining camps are not to be used for recreational hunting, but by oversight, that was not included in the permit for the TV show miners. The letter indicated that stipulation will be included in any 2011 permit. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.